This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Many Colorado animal shelters are waiving or reducing adoption fees this month. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it's to help reduce overcrowding.
A lot of shelters have seen record amounts of pet surrenders this year. At the Cat Care Society in Lakewood, the population of available cats to adopt is 30% higher than normal. Amanda Huggett is with the shelter.
Somewhat taxing to have to, care for more cats and to find more help and financial resources to do that, but it's also fulfilling for us to get more cats into homes.
Huggett says overcrowding is due to a number of reasons, from pandemic pet adopters changing their minds to tougher economic times. To find adoption event info, check your local shelter's website. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A popular driving school in Lakewood is temporarily closed after an instructor accidentally crashed his vehicle. Lakewood police said the instructor was parking his car when it suddenly accelerated into the front window of the school. The crash caused a minor injury to one person. The instructor was cited for a traffic violation. No students were in the vehicle. A hiker experiencing altitude sickness outside of Aspen this Wednesday morning was rescued by helicopter. They were able to share their location and symptoms through a personal locator beacon. Parker Lathrump is with the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office. He says the devices allow users in the backcountry to call for help, even when they don't have cell service.
Having those satellite SOS beacons, it really just helps get people to care sooner. And then also the benefit is, their loved ones can track their progress.
Lathrum says another benefit of beacon use is that they allow people to tell their loved ones that they're fine, but just running late, cutting down on unnecessary rescue missions. This is CPR News and KRCC.